The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
You go away and you reflect and you review the footage and you have a look at a really good hard look at yourselves. And I think all of us have players' management. And the big thing for me coming out of that game was our energy and our intent. It just wasn't quite where it needed to be. And that's not good enough for ourselves, let alone our fans, our sponsors and all those sorts of things. So we want to rectify that this week. Our biggest aim is that our energy and our intent is up for 60 minutes.
I guess there's no time to feel sorry for yourselves in the SSN as well. The challenges keep coming. It's another huge game this weekend and it's going to be two teams that are desperate to get a win.
Yeah, and I think the other thing that I've reminded our team is that we played the reigning premiers round one. We played Sunny Coast Lightning, who's stacked in round two, and we actually had some really great patches in those games. So it's remembering that we have done some really good work, and yes, it didn't come out last week, but it has to come this week, because you don't get, as you say, Ed, like, we don't get many opportunities, and this competition is relentless, so we need to meet it, and we need to meet it head on.
I guess you got a chance to get a good look at the Giants in pre-season, yeah, with that trip down to the Riverina. Do you take much out of those games going into this one? Does it give you much of an idea of how Narrowed might have them lining up?
Yeah, that was really early days in January, so we had pretty much introduced Kelly and Maddie to the team. They'd only been with us for a couple of weeks, so I think both sides benefited from that really early hit out because they had lots of new combos as well. We're starting to see their combinations settle, but they've got Jodie Ann back in, who they didn't have for a while, so they've got a little bit of difference in terms of how they're going to play. Also, Sophie wasn't there, and she's a huge part of that attack. So we've had a good look at them, and we've done our homework, and we know what we're going to do when we go out there. But I think the main thing, sorry, Ed, is it's actually more about us bringing our game. We couldn't focus too much on them this week because there was stuff that we needed to sort out.
You talk about that energy and that attitude. Does sometimes, like, a bit of a road trip and a trip away can possibly bring that? It can sort of, everyone goes away and they have some time together as a group and stuff. Are you hoping that might give a little bit of a lift as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, Ruby mentioned it in the debrief today after training, how good our first proper away trip, we're actually leaving the state. Our first away trip was up the Bruce, and so now we're on a flight and going away, and you can do some great connection work in that space. So, yeah, we're looking forward to an away trip.
And I guess from a coaching point of view, like, there's been all this talk about sort of the squad and the 11 and having that, and then we saw with Elsa coming in, she took her chance, she seized the chance when she was given it. It sort of backs up that there is that competition for places there, and you do have a full sort of, not just a seven, you've got a full squad to choose from.
Yeah, she put her hand up massively. You'd have to be wearing a blindfold to not see it. She was fantastic when she came on. So it's very, very good to have options and to know that if something's not quite working, we have got options to put in. And I think that's the key messaging to the group this week was, you know, I can play this goal attack and get a style of play, and I can play that goal attack and get a style of play. And I want to be able to use my squad tactically as opposed to plugging holes. And I felt like we were plugging holes this weekend, but man, Elsa stepped up and she's definitely put her hand up and challenging.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcasts rail.